I'm Matt Hoffman, an educator at the National Museum of American History, and this is History Explorer, a podcast that lets you investigate questions about history along with our staff. Today, we're talking to Natalie Elder, and she's done a lot of research about Uncle Sam. So, Natalie, we've all seen Uncle Sam from World War II advertisements, but in your research, where have you traced his beginnings to, and kind of how did you do that? How did you find the history of Uncle Sam?
So, I started looking at Uncle Sam. We have in our collection an original drawing by James Montgomery Flagg that was used in printing recruiting posters for recruiting men to serve in the United States Army for World War I. Uncle Sam, though, actually, I found, goes back to the War of 1812. He was an actual person in Troy, New York. He had a contract to supply meat rations to the Army at the time, to the United States Army. And so he packed meat in barrels and then supplied the soldiers with that. And the barrels were stamped with U.S. on the side. And some people around town, because they knew that Sam Wilson was packing these barrels, thought that that referred to Uncle Sam, because he was sort of called Uncle Sam by people in the town. He was a well-liked figure. So people sort of associated that U.S. with him. And then the soldiers kind of picked up on this and started calling things from, you know, the government of the United States from Uncle Sam. And so this idea becomes merged, the idea of the United States and this man, Uncle Sam, which conveniently the initials are U.S. So it sort of works perfectly. And then it just kind of sticks and takes off from there.
And how exactly did this become popular?
After this Uncle Sam character is kind of imagined, sort of comes to stand for the United States of America. And this is in images. So he's used as a shorthand for the United States. So when you see him, you instantly know that he represents the United States. And particularly, he usually represents the United States government. So there are a lot of allegorical figures that have stood in for the United States. Originally, not necessarily for the United States, but for the continent of the Americas. She was often depicted in art as a Native American woman. So she would have what Europeans imagined to be Native American dress. And then, during and after the Revolution, the personification of the United States, of the new republic, was a woman called Columbia. And her name is taken from Christopher Columbus. It's a feminized form of the name Columbus, and she sort of harkens back to Roman goddesses. She wears, you know, a toga, but often she was also given the stars and the stripes of the United States. And she can often be seen, too, with a liberty cap, which is another symbol of the republic. And then you had things like Brother Jonathan or Yankee Doodle, even, who were also, you know, representative of the United States of America. So Uncle Sam, once he sort of pops up, fits neatly into this tradition of an image that represents the United States. So that then becomes used in early political cartoons, you know, as a sort of shorthand, just like Columbia would use to be, shorthand for the United States. Sometimes you see them together even.
And is it the government that mostly uses these things or individual people? And what are they using?
No, so this is not... This is not something that the United States government actually uses. This is something that artists are using to represent the United States or the United States government.
In political cartoons.
Correct. Sometimes art in general, advertisements, certainly, early advertisements definitely have. There's a great one for, I believe it's Uncle Sam's Range. So it's a stove, essentially. And Uncle Sam is sort of invited a lot of other countries to eat a meal that he's prepared on his stove.
Okay, so far it's been political cartoonists, perhaps businessmen who are using this image, but when does that transform into the government using that?
So the most famous image of Uncle Sam, I think today, though, is still this one that Flagg created in World War I and that was also used in World War II. And he comes about, James Montgomery Flagg is an artist and an illustrator, and he is also a member of the Civilian Preparedness Committee, organized in New York in 1917. And he's working with the government on how to communicate to the public about the war. The image that he originally created was on the cover, first appeared on the cover of Leslie's Newsweekly, which is sort of a pictorial newsweekly, with the title, what are you doing for preparedness? Then it was used by the United States government to help with the recruiting effort. So the caption is changed from, what are you doing for preparedness, to, I want you for the U.S. Army. Both of these are kind of derivative of the famous World War I recruiting poster from 1914 featuring a British government figure. So he's... Flagg is riffing off of this previous famous image, but instead of a historical figure, he's in Lord Kitchener, which is the British Secretary of State for War. He's using Uncle Sam, which is this national character and stands for the United States government. And this poster gets printed over 4 million times in 1917 and 1918 alone. So you can imagine that it's everywhere. And everyone sees this poster, and it's a very affecting image. And he does other posters for the war effort as well that also feature Uncle Sam, some that feature Columbia as well. So, again, and then this is used again in World War II. I think then it was printed about 400,000 times, and along with a lot of other World War II images, as you said, that feature Uncle Sam. And actually, when he presented a copy of this poster to President Franklin Roosevelt, he remarked that when he made the original drawing, the one that we now have, he said that he used himself as his model to save money. And Roosevelt apparently said to him, I congratulate you on your resourcefulness in saving model hire. Your method suggests Yankee forebears. So he's kind of, congratulating Flagg for having the same values that we think of as American and that we think that Uncle Sam has, this thriftiness and hardworkingness and trustworthiness. And that's really what Uncle Sam kind of represents.
So we've learned that Uncle Sam goes back to the War of 1812 from a man in the community named Sam Wilson. And we've learned that over time, this figure has evolved into an image created by James Montgomery Flagg. So what other popular allegorical figures are there around the United States today?
So I think today Uncle Sam is popular. There's also Lady Liberty is very popular. A lot of times, she represents the United States and our ideals of freedom. There's also Columbia. She's not as popular as she used to be, but she was a major figure from the birth of the nation to probably the 1920s or so, when she fell out of favor for Lady Liberty. There's also things that aren't quite the same as allegorical figures, but, things like the American Eagle is another representation of the United States that you often see in images.
So clearly, figures like this are all around us. And do you have any recommendations for students or anyone who's interested in researching a figure like Uncle Sam or other allegorical figures like or similar to allegorical figures like Smokey the Bear?
Yes. So what I would recommend is, first of all, just pay attention to things like political cartoons or advertisements, because this is where you're often going to see this. And, it'll give you a real feel for what kind of images artists are using to represent the United States or to represent anything that you're looking at. Animal mascots are another thing that you could possibly research that, people use, artists use these things as shorthand for points that they're trying to get across. Yeah, so I would definitely recommend paying attention to what's in political cartoons and advertisements. And one of the resources that we have for this is if you actually go on the Senate.gov website, they have an art and history section where they have some great images about different political issues and how they've been portrayed in cartoons throughout the history of the country. So that's one great place to start. Another easy thing to do is Uncle Sam and Columbia particularly are both have their own Library of Congress subject headings. So this is one of my favorite ways to start researching something is if you go into your library's catalog, usually online, and you put in the subject section, Uncle Sam or Columbia, or even say if you put in symbolic representations, what you might find is that it brings up these subject headings that are from the Library of Congress. And so that will connect you to all of the library's materials that relate to that particular subject. So it's a great way to just kind of find out what's out there. And also our collections at collections.si.edu is another way to put in these search terms and, you know, find out what we have that you can learn more about. But yeah, I think the easiest way to start thinking about these things is to look at the images and see how people draw them, what they're saying. Are they nice? Are they threatening? Are they depicted in a negative way? You know, sometimes Uncle Sam is benevolent. Sometimes he's firm. Sometimes he's doing something he shouldn't. So I think you get an idea of how these things are used by just looking through the media and the places that they're used. I think that's the most interesting place to start.
If through doing this research you find anything interesting, let us know at thinkfinity@si.edu. Thanks for listening to this episode of History Explorer, and thank you, Natalie, for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you, Matt.
This episode is made possible from a generous grant from the Verizon Foundation, and you can find more episodes of History Explorer on our iTunes channel. Just search iTunes for History Explorer, or through our website, americanhistory.si.edu/podcasts. Music for this episode from the Underscore Orchestra, which you can find at theunderscoreorchestra.com.